You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
Luther Burden. He did it again. Listen, I don't want to keep beating a dead horse here. I know he's run blocking and it's not. But you can see his guys, they saw it. Do you see how physical he is as a wide receiver?
If he keeps blocking people, you beat that horse then.
As a young rookie trying to earn the respect of his teammates and coaches, his two goal line reps will go further for his credibility in the locker room than any catches, any touchdown, anything he does.
No block, no rock, baby. You heard Greg Olson talk about it on the Fox broadcast last night. This is Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score. We're doing an extended Bears hit with Mark Grody on Marshall and Harris because, well, is me. I'm taking the hit. So if Mitch Rosen calls
definitely
me.
Definitely meant Rahimi and Harris. She said Marshall and Harris.
That was awesome.
I just want to make sure.
You know what?
It's the Marshall and Harris show.
You know what? It should be the Marshall and Harris show for,
it should
for
not.
One day.
But I'm glad Grody's here with the Bears.
I'm hosting a Mark and Grody show on Thursday night, 6 to 8, I think, is what I have.
Thursday night? I'll tune in.
Nobody wants the Layla and Rahimi show.
Oh, no, they do. The Layla and Rahimi show is happening
the
now.
And Layla
I have
show,
said the name
me.
Of the show where I didn't even include my name.
Yeah, you did.
No. I'm saying multiple times. Like, I've called it other names of this show and, like, didn't even include. I was like, I'm sitting in this chair. It doesn't matter. What matters is I'm confessing, and if I get punished for doing this, calling this audible, then I will take the heat.
I don't think you're going to get punished for calling in the audible.
What do you got?
But let's get into it. Let's get right
Grody,
to it.
Do you want more?
Yeah,
you want more from my Bears
you.
Head?
Yeah,
right.
You're the thing that we've got.
Here is the thing that I would like to present to you now. It is Cole Kmet, who I think, like, I don't know how you guys reacted when he caught that ball up the seam, the 29-yard pass to Cole Kmet, but I was like, oh, nice, because it just is something that seemed foreign to me because we barely saw this man targeted last year, let alone make big plays. And he made some big plays. I think back to the Jacksonville game when things were rolling in London.
That's a long time ago.
It's been 83 years.
83.
Here's Cole Kmet on that play and maybe some of the bigger meaning that I was trying to get to with him.
Even though it's the preseason, does that feel good because it's early in the game where you guys had so much trouble, like in those first series, and there were too many games too where we were talking about how you were not getting targeted. So did it feel good to make that connection?
Well, yeah, whenever you're having positive plays, it feels good. So, I thought, from the first play, and you know, I just had a 6-7 yard gain to Colston and then down the middle to get it going, especially we were kind of backed up there to begin with. So kind of get some breathing room, and the pass game was really great. DJ had a really good route, on the third down, and Caleb put a good ball on him. And then obviously OZ with the the little option route there and scoring from 30-something yards out. So, yeah, that was good to see. It was good stuff.
Multiple tight ends targeted on the first drive. It was like, right.
The first two catches.
First two catches, right. That little, you know, rolls to the right. Caleb Williams hits Colston Loveland, then to Cole Komet on the 29-yarder. Later, the second and 15 conversion to Colston Loveland for 17 or 18 yards. So those were some really heartening things. It's funny, man. It's really funny talking. I mean, there's a lot more Cole Komet as part of that interview, but Cole Komet is so different in the locker room now than he was in his first 2 years when everything was great. Everything was, oh yeah, this offense is going places, and I tell you what, the offensive coordinator is great. He's so much more measured now. He's so much more, it's preseason. You know what I mean? Like, he reacted there, and he answered all of our questions the way Cole Komet always does in terms of being pleasant. But you talk about a guy who's seen way too much now in his Bears life to be like, oh, yeah, this is it. So he didn't really want any part of the fact that it was 38-0 last night, or that he, even that play, I had to really dig it out of him to get him to get excited about it.
Well, I think last season was such a letdown from not just the actual results on and the record and the big headlines, but the way he was used and the way he was targeted, and after having such a positive year the year before, that I understand why he's hesitant. Wouldn't you be? Like, you're excited you're excited to be involved on the first drive, but then I'm also thinking, oh, that play where he's involved in drive number one, 29 yards. That was a significant percentage of his yardage last season.
Wow. Last year, I don't remember what the incident was. Maybe it was the Tyreek Stevenson thing that we were talking to Cole Komet about last year. We said, you know, that's one of the, you know, this has been one of the craziest years, and you know, the Bears with all the stuff going on and all the weirdness. And he's like, I've been here a long time. I don't know if that's the craziest thing that I have seen. Yeah.
Well,
and
that's
him now, man. That's a veteran now who is like, you guys can tell me how great everything was, but things have been great before the preseason.
Well, you have to kind of take a step back when you're talking to Cole Komet and understand that not only has he seen multiple double-digit losing streaks, the man, his first year, had three catches in a playoff game. So, like,
what?
Back to what you're talking about, he probably remembers, like, and he was in a great mood because, hey, we went to the playoffs. We lost, but we went to the playoffs. And ever since then, what has it been, Mark? Layla, what has it been ever since then?
Even that didn't feel like, I mean, that was a dark playoff year, too. I mean, that was like, what were they, 500?
Grody, the MVP was just here. I'm not going to have you selling Mitch Trubisky like that. He's starting to really get up there in career earnings.
I'm happy for Mitch Trubisky. Like, I heard, I was not out there for the dual practice, but Wiederer shared it with me, and it just, like, I'm happy that he's happy and that he seriously has good feelings about his time in Chicago.
Making a run at first team all-conference board.
Amen, man.
Making a run.
That was shocking.
Yes. That he had such good feelings about it.
Yes.
I agree. I thought we were going to get more of an ambiguous answer. Like, you know, I wish things would have worked out, but they didn't. And there's lots of reasons for that. But no, it was like, hey, man, turn the TVs back on. I'm happy to be here.
He looks
back on his career in Chicago as fondly. At least I believed him when he said that.
Your boy Dan Wiederer also was part of an article written. And I think you know, there was a lot of really in-depth work done at the end of his last season where you realized he tried, and he tried more than we thought he did.
Yeah. By the way, do you guys know where Dan Wiederer works now? Have you guys been hearing this?
Do tell.
Dan Wiederer, my partner on the Take the North podcast, now works at The Athletic.
Oh, I thought he just took the Take the North job as a full-time job.
Oh, man. That we've tried that, Dan and I. Can we just make this full-time? And we just bears every day.
Talk it up.
Yeah. Yeah, but no, Dan is now at The Athletic. So
I saw him at a Cubs game recently once. Weedsy does other sports.
He had his... Oh, he wasn't covering it, was he?
No,
he was there
I was there with my girlfriends, and he had a big group of bros, so we were just all broing out together.
Yo, with the bros meet the babes, man. I love it.
Yeah,
it's like a little...
We're like, hey, man, how's outside going? And we're like, it's pretty fun.
I would have gone with the bros meet the ladies, but hey, to each their own.
How dare you? You've met my friend group.
Yeah. Layla, did you have a problem with that?
I thought babes is a little antiquated. They would not.
Knowing them, they'd like it.
Wait, women don't like to be babes?
I guess. Not all women I know, but yeah.
It's the Raheem and Harris show.
It is.
It's the Marshall and Harris show.
Oh, yes, the Marshall and Harris show.
Featuring Layla Rahimi and Mark Rowe.
Featuring Layla Rahimi and me, Mark Rowe.
I don't want to hear it from you, Robbie. I took the responsibility for changing it up this segment. I'm going to live in it.
You guys want to hear from Luther?
That's who I've been waiting to hear from. Yeah.
He wore sunglasses inside last night after the game.
Yeah. Who was that? Corey Hart that did that for all of us.
I wear my sunglasses at night.
Yeah. I believe that
when he wasn't hitting home runs against the Cubs.
Oh, okay. God, yeah, the old Brewer. Yeah. Good callback, man. Right fielder? I think he was a right fielder. Old Corey Hart with a long, stringy blonde hair. Here is Luther Burden on winning.
That's what you do it for, man. We put all the work in throughout the week. You know, we had a great week of prep, and it just showed. So,
what makes a great week of prep for you guys?
Just coming in, you know, getting the details right, just making sure, you know, everybody know their assignment, and should we go out there, play fast, play for each other.
Do you guys feel like you're peaking in that area, like starting to really stack those kinds of days together, or is that what it's always been?
Yeah, that's highly important. We're just trying to continue to stack good days of practice, and, you know, it's going to show on Sundays.
And that was a little Roma Dunze interjected. That's why he had that little giggle right there. But that's Luther Burden. Like I said, like, he's a pretty straight shooter.
He doesn't seem
to suffer fools. He's very businesslike. So we'll see how this progresses. But I just wanted to give you a little taste of Luther Burden.
I want Mark Grody to peel back the layers of Luther Burden the third over the course of his rookie season.
We'll be talking about Wendy's orders by, I'd say, like week 8 or so. We'd be talking about baked potatoes and Tevin
Jenkins. What would the Bears' record be in week 8?
Oh, man, that's a great question. I think, I'm going to say it. I'm 4-4. That's an easy answer.
It's going to be hard to be 4-4 in week 8 when there's a bye.
4-4 sounds
in there.
About right. The bye.
Well,
how dare you?
You know, as I like to say, 500 is not just a record, it's a lifestyle.
Yeah.
So there's that part.
We don't have
of it.
To worry about that lifestyle
for a while. I think it has more to do with if you're a rookie and you know what's been said about you and you're the slightest bit self-aware, which he seems to be, and he knew that he missed a lot of time. He's not taking any victory laps right now. He is telling you what he's been told to do, and I think that is the right way to approach it.
For him specifically, I think you hit the nail on the head when you talked about his self-awareness. He knows exactly what it is, and he's like, okay, how do I get from point A to whatever point I want to be at? Right now, I just follow orders, show up to work, do my job, don't cause trouble. And he seems like that's been his approach. Every time I've heard him talk, there's been no pleasantries.
That's a good way to put it.
But you know what? And the best way to show that, I feel like on the field, the best way to show that you are the team player that you say you are or that you want to be is what he's doing.
Exactly.
When you're blocking like that and you're blowing people off of the line of scrimmage as a receiver.
On run plays.
When you're doing the things that you were told to do and you're sacrificing your body like that, that's the love language in football, right? So as long as I'm still seeing that, then I'm really bullish on what he can do.
And Weider and I have talked about this on Take the North too. Like, it's good to have guys in the locker room that are not necessarily saying stuff, but you know there's something in there. And it is up to us to get that out of them. We like the challenge of it. I think the way Weider puts it, you got to have some guys you have a healthy fear of when you go to talk to them because you don't know what you're going to get. I mean, there's guys like in the past that, you know, are moody dudes that are like, you know, you're always taking a chance when you go talk to those guys. I'm not saying that about Burden, but I feel like there's a lot to open up about him and his personality, and I like it.
Yeah. Let's peel back the layers of the onion of Luther Burden. But most importantly, show us what you're doing on the field. And we've got layers like that, then they deserve to be celebrated.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
We're back live from Circa's Galaxy Ballroom in Las Vegas. Here are your hosts, Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris.
Yes, indeed. We are live from the Circa Resort and Casino Galaxy Ballroom. We are here for football contest weekend. We are also getting you ready for Cubs baseball here on 670 The Score. It is the series finale between the Brewers and the Cubs from Wrigley Field. First pitch at 1:20. Bruce Levine helping us out, able to get us information and audio from Kyle Tucker, who is back in the lineup today. He spoke before the game. If you missed it, you can go back and listen on the Rewind app.
You want to go do that.
He is batting in the lineup second, facing Quinn Priester and the Brewers as the Cubs try to take 4-5 against Milwaukee.
With Shota Imanaga on the bump.
And in the meantime, we got advanced copies of the Seth Wickersham book, American Kings, a biography of the quarterback, where he goes into 400 pages worth of stories going back to, I mentioned earlier, Y.A. Tittle, John Elway, the Manning family, all illustrated in depth here. Even Tom Brady, even Giselle, Sean Payton is quoted a lot as well. And yes, the storyline of the efforts of Carl and Caleb Williams to not only be the first overall pick in the draft, but to succeed in high school, to succeed at USC, to go to Oklahoma and follow Lincoln Riley, all of that illustrated and, as John Greenberg originally reported, fact-checked back in January. And we were talking about some of our biggest takeaways in this, and we don't have a lot of time left, and I know a lot of people have a lot of questions. We're already seeing people say they want to pre-order the book, and we're not trying to sell it, but we are here to help give some context. What were some other aspects that I think you wanted to touch on? Because I feel like I did a lot of what I noticed first.
Layla, let's go to page 318 of today's required reading, and I want to talk about this. So
I have that bookmarked.
First, the notion that every time there's a quarterback that is being mentioned as a possible number one overall pick, which seems like it's becoming more and more common, not like once every couple of years or two out of 3 years, but now it's like almost an every year thing, the way the quarterback position in the NFL. There's a certain foil level to it. And Caleb Williams had Drake May as his designated foil. as the guy with
his nemesis.
His nemesis, right? Before Jaden Daniels really burst onto the picture by actually winning the Heisman, that's who he was compared to a lot of the times. So we get to the combine.
Drake May, you say, after all of what we talked about in the last segment, kind of the point we're trying to make here too.
They say Drake May went by the book, according to Wickersham. He signed with Creative Artists Agency. That's a big agency. He met with the press. Unlike with Williams, where there was no question about whether he would play for the team to draft him, not only was there doubt over whether Williams would sign with the Bears, we didn't know if he would show up in Indianapolis, let alone, you know, throw for the scouts. But he did show up, and when he showed up, that's when, like, the legend of Carl Williams kind of took off, according to this, because he was meeting with many agents, Carl was. He had waited for years for this moment. That's the words of Seth Wickersham, telling many of those agents, quote, "I don't want my son playing for the Bears," end quote. And so what were Williams' options? This is where they started about playing for the upstart United Football League. Or, and then they could re-enter the draft. Or sign for the league minimum and then try to be cut after a year. That's crazy. And then it was like, well, maybe we could, I don't know, go back to college. But the problem is if you go back to college, now you're delaying that second contract in the NFL. And that's the problem because you sign the four-year with a team fifth-year option as a first-round pick. And then if you don't like the team you're with, either they've hurt your value or three straight years of being franchised. And then you're 30 years old before you get your second contract.
What did we say yesterday? That Tyson Bagent is the first Bears quarterback that had been extended since Jay Cutler in 2014. That illustrates the exact point here. The second contract for the quarterback is what matters the most. This quote is, let's just read it together. Chicago's head coach, Matt Eberflus, had spent his entire 22-year coaching career on the defensive side of the ball. He had won 10 games in 2 years, and the Bears, under his direction and in an offense-friendly era, had scored 40 points in a game only once.
Can't wait for my first comfy Monday because I'm still waiting on it.
Also, I appreciate this from 262. I love Caleb, but as a top draft prospect, you almost have to know the odds are good. You're going to something I can't read on there, a blank team. And I understand that, and that's part of this. But he thought that he was going to try to do everything he possibly could. And one thing that also is worth reiterating from the reports that we've seen so far is, yes, indeed, Carl Williams talked to everybody legally he possibly could about trying to get out of being drafted first overall for his son.
Including other fathers who had been through the same situation, Q, Archie Manning, Q, Jack Elway, guys who had successfully gotten their sons to better situations in their opinions.
The haves, you know, and I think that that was part of this too is that's why they were illustrated in these archetypal roles. That's why they were illustrated as being so above everything and just made men, as I said earlier. And then there's the illustration about Kevin O'Connell. Williams met with a handful of teams in Indianapolis at the Combine, his meeting with the Bears at 10:40 p.m. Wednesday. How it went depended on which side of the table you were on. The Bears saw a fine young quarterback who could handle the media market. He can. Caleb was polite and affable, but felt like the team was testing him, peppering him with questions rather than trying to form a bond. It was an awkward setting, speed dating in a stadium site. Caleb later told associates that he didn't vibe with anyone, not like he did, for instance, with the Minnesota Vikings.
Dun, dun, dun.
Williams appreciated how Kevin O'Connell, the Vikings head coach, thought about quarterbacks, how he spoke of them, his scars from having tried to be one.
Matt Eberflus wasn't a quarterback, is what you're saying?
And that's, I think, part of the illustration of the issue of how this goes back to so much more. The very basis of who you're hiring and the very basis of why organizations think certain ways. We see the end result in the games. But when you consider that part of it, what's happening backstage, how they're being talked to. You know, even when I think about Matt Eberflus saying the term complimentary football over and over again. And he's got his own system that created him too, by the way. And he succeeded in it. When you can be a head coach or a defensive coordinator in the NFL for as long as he has, that's still success. Was he a successful head coach? No. But is he better than the like, which is what this book is trying to illustrate for his respective job? Absolutely.
Let's talk a little bit more about O'Connell's We discussed the book, American Kings, a biography of the quarterback by Seth Wickersham. We've got advanced copies. It comes out the day after Monday Night Football in the season opener against the Vikings. So here's the background on O'Connell I think people need to understand. Wickersham writes, O'Connell was an excellent quarterback at San Diego State, a four-year captain, addicted to the wave of momentum he felt spread across the team when he did his job well. The Patriots drafted him in the third round in 2008. He figured he would watch Tom Brady up close for a few years, then take that knowledge to another team. O'Connell threw six passes as a rookie in New England,
yeah,
completing four for 23 yards. He had no idea at the time that those would be the final regular season passes of his career. He was cut the next year, 2009. The Lions signed him, then traded him 5 days later. He auditioned for teams. It never went well. He always wanted to create, quote, the wow factor, end quote, he says, the one transcendent throw that would make a team believe. Quote, I learned that's the last possible thing you should do, he says now. And so I think there was a certain relatability with his struggles that Caleb understood. And this is the part right here. The end of this particular vignette ends with this. In 2024, O'Connell was in the market for a quarterback. He got on with Williams well enough for the quarterback to fantasize about blowing up the draft and forcing a trade. Quote, I need to go to the Vikings, end quote, Caleb told his father. Carl replied, let's do it.
And that's part of what we've read so far. I think that when you consider how that season turned out, and that's part of this, the results are matching the process. And when you consider how the Vikings season ended up, and Sam Darnold and Kevin O'Connell arguably now being one of the best coaches cemented in the NFL after working with him, the difference head coaches make in the league, in your wins and losses. Every time I read something else, I realize that it's even more of a difference than I understood the day before. One of the quotes that is quoted in here is Sean Payton.
Get to it.
And Sean Payton, not only do you see how he creates a team and how he works with quarterbacks, Payton has done us one better. He has a formula, and he shared it with Seth Wickersham. His formula is based on the number of attempts, the number of sacks in those attempts, the number of fumbles in that set, interceptions, your completion percentage, and then it calculates a weighted average. So he was trying to use that algorithm, a basic one, to create his value of who he was seeing to match his eye test to what he knew about their data. And for him, the lower the average, the better. Williams's was 17.5. Bo Nix's was 2.3. And that's where, as you read the Greenberg article earlier, at least you may be familiar with it, the quote came from, I'll get criticized for taking Nix at 12, Peyton tells me of Nix. I don't give a blank. 3 years from now is what I'm worried about. And that was a big piece of it for me as well, was understanding not only those pieces, but then Sean Payton talking about how the NFL is about confusion. It's not just execution, it's confusion. I hope that you are tired of listening to the story about Ed Reed mirroring Peyton Manning, so much so to the point where the extra move of him faking out the faking out of the faking out,
it's too many layers,
is what caused catastrophic failure for that drive. Bill Belichick talks about it effusively for a reason. I feel like it was a sea change moment in the NFL where that is literally changing the game, what he did. And it was that point where you realize not only are you mocking up the details, you're mocking up the end result of this five times and figuring out what the sixth time is, knowing that they've already gone through the five. The way that he illustrates that in this book, I think, is absolutely huge.
I love the understanding of how quarterback is played by so many different people trying to get the same end result. But it can be done in a variety of ways. Whether you're the quarterback on the field, whether you're the coach coaching the quarterback, there's more than one way to get this done. But ultimately, my biggest takeaway from this book, Layla, is that Carl and Caleb Williams wanted to reverse engineer being at Tom Brady level, really above Tom Brady level, and not in terms of the end of the career, but just where they were drafted to be in the best spot. They successfully did that
almost to the point, except for the Bears. But really, if you think about it, they just had 1 year delayed from their ultimate goal, which is getting a guy who is the brains behind everything, and now the head coach, Ben Johnson, the Chicago Bears. And that's why I have a strong belief that Caleb Williams will do anything, everything to make Ben Johnson happy and to get on his level.
Right. That's what you just come away knowing him better, and you come away understanding how he got to this position better. And that is always important. I also want to leave you with this. And this segment, by the way, is brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today. The way the Caleb Williams arc ends, they paint the picture of Jaden Daniels, and they go into Wickersham goes into what happened with Jaden Daniels. And of course, the game between the Bears and the Commanders gets brought up. Tomorrow, a building of grown-ups would look to Williams for hope. Not all of them would be in his corner. When football season arrived, the Bears started 4-2. Williams was still unsure of the Bears' operation. He liked the coaches as people, but struggled to connect with them as football minds. One of us. At times, he would watch film alone with no instruction or guidance from the coaches. No one tells me what to watch, Caleb told his dad. I just turn it on, end quote. The Bears' success felt fragile like it always does in the NFL, and soon it ended. In the final minutes of the seventh game against Daniels and the Commanders, Williams led the Bears 62 yards down the field, and Chicago scored a go-ahead touchdown with 31 seconds left. Ball game, it appeared. But Daniels got the ball. Washington moved to midfield, and as time expired, launched a Hail Mary down the center of the field. It was tipped and caught for a touchdown. Washington won. Daniels essentially clinched the Offensive Rookie of the Year award with that throw. When Daniels was officially given the trophy 3 months later, it seemed like a formality. The Bears, meanwhile, self-destructed. After three consecutive losses, Shane Waldron was fired. A little more than 2 weeks later, after six straight losses, including a Thanksgiving Day clock management debacle against the Vikings and Kevin O'Connell, Matt Eberflus was fired. The Bears lost four more games in a row after that. Also, there's a typo in here. That's supposed to be the Lions, as we know. The Bears lost four more games in a row after that, 10 straight in all, before beating the Green Bay Packers in the final week of the season on a Williams-led game-winning drive in the closing seconds. Williams generally played well as a rookie. He threw 20 touchdowns, only six interceptions. But the year went close to what Carl had predicted and feared. Caleb was sacked 68 times, third most by any quarterback ever. He often held the ball too long, failing to see open receivers. In mid-January, the Bears hired Detroit Lions offensive coordinator Ben Johnson as head coach, and Carl kept trying to remind himself of what he told his son countless times during the joy of his rise. You have to find a way to manufacture belief. Derek Stevens joins us next. This is Raheem and Harris on 670 The Score.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This hour is brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago.
Here with Carmen Vitale from Fox Sports.
I am joined now by Carmen Vitale, Fox Sports NFL reporter.
Carmen Vitale of Fox Sports.
Joining us, it is the NFC North writer at FoxSports.com. It's Carmen Vitale. How are you doing, Carmen? Great to have you.
Welcome to a special edition of the Chicago Football Show. I'm Scott Baer alongside Carmen Vitale.
What I saw when I was there, it was a across-the-board belief from players to coaches, and I have a few friends on that staff, too, that were like, we know we got this.
A lovely open for Carmen Vitale.
It brings a smile to my face every time.
I know. As it does Robbie to ours. Hit the vibe perfectly with the song, too. I love Moment for Life. It's a great song. We broadcast live from the Scores Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. You heard her voice, Carmen Vitale. This is Raheem and Harris on 670 The Score. And we get some news today when it comes to the Bears, Carmen. I know a big part of your focus right now, being at Halas Hall, you get to spend a little more time there. You were at Lions Camp yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, I think
That was just yesterday.
Yeah, I was surprised that you were back so quickly and in studio with us, but maybe that's where we start. You know, what were your takeaways from Lions Camp?
This week two matchup in Detroit is going to be fun.
Oh, tell me more.
Oh, everyone I talked to, that was the first thing they said to me, was like, we're happy for Ben. We do not want him to do well. It was, we want to beat this guy so badly. It was actually mixed. A couple of the guys were like, we want him to do well just outside of two games a year. And then a couple other people were like, no. Like, because that's going to affect the division and everything like that. They are already looking forward to that. And like, they're like, there's going to be some stuff.
It's great that she's saying this because Ben Johnson, when he talked to Kay Adams yesterday, was saying, except for those two games, I wish them all the best. But it sounds like that's not what the people in Detroit are saying.
There's mixed. Like I said, some guys said that to me. Other guys were like, no. So it was really funny to see that, you know, they're weary of him. And they've seen what he's been able to do in Chicago. And I think that that's a huge compliment. That's the best compliment that you could get.
Scared.
Well, I think also, I kind of pick up where the St. Brown Brothers podcast left off. Mm. Like when you heard that conversation that they had with Caleb Williams, they're funny and they were funny about it, but right. You could also tell that it mattered a lot to them that their beloved OC was no longer there.
Well, think about the culture that Ben Johnson is instilling in Chicago. Think about the culture that is in Detroit. The biggest thing is to compete. The biggest thing is the physicality, the aggressiveness. That is on 100. No matter who they're playing. Now you add extra incentive on top of this, the pride and the one team let him go, not purposely. It was a promotion. Of course they were going to let him go. But then now you have Ben Johnson wanting to prove that he can do this at the head coach level. And I am so excited. And especially because I've always said that Ben Johnson is just so petty in the best way. Like that's that, like parentheses compliment. Petty compliment. And he does so many, like I buy every conspiracy theory when it comes to Ben about like how he thinks three steps ahead, how like we heard him talk to Kay, our good friend Kay, about how, it's the same playbook in the preseason. He's like, I'm not showing you anything. I'm not showing anybody anything. it's going to get a lot more fun once the preseason, once the regular season comes. But in preseason, like, I'm going to hold everything back and I'm going to make you think that this is what this offense is. And that's not at all what it is.
Carmen's got me hyped.
I saw your eyebrow raise. Carmen is a storyteller, man. She's got us hooked.
Layla, especially the part where she's, you know, not showing in the preseason. But remember when Kay Adams asked him about trick plays? Like, that's not for now. Trick plays are for later.
And it really shouldn't be.
No.
Yeah, exactly. Why would you have a trick play in the preseason?
Or you're just, you know, this is why I'm in radio and not in football, but I would have been like, oh yeah, we're going to run the hook and ladder, and then later we're going to run the oop-de-oop. And then Mox and the crew is going to take the district title.
Not Mox.
I am, like I said,
R.I.P. Billy Bob.
Okay, this is where I'm going to have to bring people back down to earth.
Oh, do it.
Oh, no.
Do it.
No.
Carmen hates the Bears.
No. It's not about the Bears. It's about the Lions. In that, I don't see them taking a significant step back here. I mean, I was there. I watched a practice. It was a scrimmage between Lions. So they've joint practices against the Texans later this week. But this was just against Lions, and it was a scrimmage practice. I saw their best players getting knocked around by their defense. Like, they practice so physically, and they practice as if they are opponents between offense and defense. And I also was told that their offensive coordinator, John Morton, is even more of a tape guy than Ben Johnson is, which is very, I cannot stress to you how hard to do that is. Ben Johnson, when Detroit was at that facility every single night for like till like 11, 12 o'clock at night, every single day, that's the kind of guy he is. He's watching tape. He's you know, concocting. And John Morton is one of those guys that he's like that, and he's going to put his stamp on this offense too, and he has all of the firepower to do it. I saw the defense look, again, incredibly physical. Amon-Ra St. Brown was getting knocked around in practice. Could not buy a catch.
Robbie Triano is just over
I'm
here.
I'm a Lions fan.
Clapping.
That's a slow clap.
I need a towel.
I need a towel.
Yo. You're having a day over here,
oh
Tree.
My God.
Your ego's amazing. Writing checks your body can't cash.
Somebody put Tree in the corner.
Like, yeah, like,
you're top
just
gun over
there
here.
And time out. and like Amon-Ra St. Brown got knocked around in that practice by his own defense. And he had a couple really good catches, I will say that. It's not that he couldn't buy a catch, but like those corners, those safeties just bumping into him, knocking into him. And then you realize, like, it was really funny. I talked to a lot of people too about the Dolphins had come in, you know, right after they were here in Chicago. And it's very apparent that these two teams, the Lions and the Bears, practice the same way. And not every team practices like that.
I'm glad you brought that up because, number one, I think Marshall and I are both picturing somebody over a cauldron of dark magic,
which is brew,
concocting mm-hmm. plays, just, which yeah. I love. And then, number two, the Dolphins, the reports from the Dolphins writers.
I know.
And the Dolphins reporters, when it came to what went on at camp, what got really, really dramatic and heated. Joe Shad was kind of like my guiding light because I've just followed his work for so long in ESPN and other outlets. Was it as bad? Were the reporters for the Miami Dolphins beat as appalled by practice in Detroit as they were here?
So it's my understanding that there were less of them up in Detroit. So a lot of them came to, like, a lot of the beat came to Chicago, and not as many continued on to Detroit. Because that's a long trip, and it's not really worth coming back and going back and all that kind of stuff. So I think a lot of guys weren't even there for Detroit. But it was very much the same thing. I think it was toned down a little bit because they'd already just experienced this with the Bears. And now if they cry wolf again, it's like, well,
you're soft.
Right. Like, there's a common denominator here. And it's not the Bears and the Lions being dirty teams. It's like, what's the odds that two teams are dirty? Or what are the odds that the one team that played both of them is a little bit, needs to be a little bit more physical? I won't call them soft.
We are talking with Carmen Vitale in studio for the whole hour here on Raheem and Harris. I will not be here for the whole hour, by the way.
Marshall has an appointment with his orthopedic doctor.
Yeah, because
I walk in and he's on crutches.
Yeah, but we're going to get off the crutches soon.
Okay.
It's a timeline, but Carmen is the Fox Sports NFL reporter covering the NFC North and the whole NFC, last I checked. Mm-hmm. Also the co-host of Marquee Sports Network's the Chicago Football Show podcast. Carmen.
Yeah.
So we're going into this game Friday, short turnaround for the Bears, and yet They're playing their starters mm-hmm. against Andy Reid's starters. I'm thrilled. Layla's thrilled. I think this is the perfect measuring stick to know what you need to figure out between now and the start of the regular season. This is a win-win for Ben Johnson, correct?
Oh, I think so, because this is another benchmark that you need to clear when you talk about the evaluation process. Ben Johnson talked about the joint practices being a, you know, an evaluation period, and that's where they're going to know what they need to work on. You know, they did it again against the Bills, and now you go against Kansas City in the preseason, granted, but what the shortened preseason now has allowed you to do is there's 2 weeks before the regular season starts. So, you know, you play this week, and then you got two more weeks to rest up and whatever. You have that quote unquote bye week. So you can play your starters in the last preseason game. And you do then have like the crunch time of the 2 weeks to figure out what you need to figure out before the regular season. The Bears will even get an extra day on top of that because they play Monday night. But I love this as a litmus test to see. And again, they performed really well against the Bills, but the Bills did not play their starters. And that was kind of the asterisk on all of this. It's great still. But you do have to take that with a grain of salt. So now you get to go against, it'll still be preseason. Nobody will be playing for that long. I doubt everybody's going to be going 100%, but Ben Johnson is the same guy across the board. And you have to be, if you're going to say that you're this physical, you know, you want this organization to go through this culture change, you need to show up as the same guy every day. We saw that against the Bills when there was no letting off of the gas between the first and the second half, despite that, you know, no starters were playing and it was like, you know, very, very bottom of the depth chart there. But that's the type of guy Ben Johnson is across the board. And you have to be if you're actually going to change a culture.
Oh, we talked about it. We had a good laugh about it. And so did Adam Studzinski, the Take the North podcast producer. The double safety blitz up over 30 points.
It's
in
incredible.
The quarter was,
I mean, that's
hilarious.
That's
back to
Dennis
back.
Allen, too. And that's what I don't. It was very subtle. But the way Ben Johnson talked to Kay about D.A., he said it like, and Dennis Allen and his guys have their stuff ready to go. They are really physical. They want to be aggressive. He said it as like a they. And I think that's a really important demarcation because Ben Johnson is making a transition to a head coach. You have to do so many extra things as a head coach that you do not have to do as a coordinator. He knows enough to outsource the defense. He is not micromanaging the defense. And I said this when I was on with you guys last time. That can work. That does work. I saw it happen for the Super Bowl champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers in 2020, where Bruce Arians was the guy for the offense. He was the head coach. He was making those decisions. Todd Bowles was the defense. Bruce had nothing to do with that defense. Now, would he occasionally click over on the headset during a game and be like, I don't want them to gain another yard, like remember the Titan style? Yeah, he would. But it was always up to Todd to shape that defense. In that way, it sounds like, from the way that Ben Johnson talks about the defense, it is completely up to Dennis Allen to shape this defense. And I think that's the right call.
Yes, yeah, so it certainly appears that Dennis Allen is the head coach of the defense.
Correct.
And the whole thing is, if you're in a leadership position and you're doing the hiring and the firing, hire good people and know how to delegate, and it'll make your job as a leader a lot easier.
Well, and I also like the aspect, and we've talked about this a couple times, but that he let the second half of the Bulls or the Bills game be a teaching moment for his coaching staff.
Yes.
To have Declan Doyle call plays, for example, to have your quarterback's coach calling the defense. Those are the moments where you're cultivating and teaching. And I know that's something, especially with your background in Tampa, Carmen, that doesn't happen on every coaching staff. And a lot of good ones, it does.
A lot of good ones. I think that's the point of emphasis here is every coach that I've been around, like significantly, so a lot of those Tampa coaches, It's not a coincidence that Todd Bowles has created two head coaches out of his offensive coordinator, his last two offensive coordinators. He comes from a culture that Bruce Arians set, where coaches are not just coaches, they're teachers. And they're not just teachers to players, they're teachers to other coaches. And so this creates a roster of coaches that can handle those moments. But it does take a guy to recognize that, be self-aware enough, and to delegate when those situations come up. And I think the best, like Bruce would always say this to me, to others, whatever, like coaches are just teachers. That's mm-hmm. all we are. We're glorified teachers. And that comes through in the way that they approach their roster with their players. No two players are coached the same way. in those systems. No two coaches are coached the same way. You need to coach from the top down. So head coach goes down to the coordinators. It's this like very sophisticated game of telephone. And if you have good teachers along the way, then that creates a depth chart of coaches that can step up in situations and then move on to bigger jobs and get promotions. And that's what you want to see. But it's so incredibly important on those, and you see it on those good staffs. The staffs that kind of fail, I think, are the ones where the head coach feels that he needs to be responsible for everything and he needs to micromanage and he takes over things that maybe aren't his. Nobody's an expert at every single thing in football. It's too nuanced. But some of those, I understand, like, if your job's on the line, you want to have control over everything. But I don't see that on the good staffs. I see that on the ones that fail.
I think, before I have to get out of here, what I do want to know about is, because you've seen all these teams in the NFC North specifically, the way this is going to shake out, people have the Bears at the bottom of the pile, and people who don't have the Bears at the bottom pile have the Packers at the bottom of the pile. Mm-hmm. Is there any scenario in which you can see it not ending up with one of those two teams being at the bottom of this four-team pile?
Sure. Of course I can. I mean, I got on here last time too and said, like, any of these teams is capable of winning this division. Any of these teams is capable of losing it too. And I think it's going to really be hinge on defense, though. I have a tremendous amount of respect for all of these coaching staffs, all of these rosters, really, when you look top to bottom at all four of these teams. The talent is outrageous, and that's why this is the best division in football. But I really do see, you know, if you get hit by the injury bug again in Detroit, if you get hit by the injury bug even in Minnesota, or if J.J. McCarthy isn't what we think he is, although I really don't see that happening, I think that there are some crucial injuries that could happen on these teams that could severely affect. I mean, look at what the Packers had dealt with last year. Jordan Love, you know, injured his groin, and that was a huge thing about why they struggled, quote unquote. I know they made the playoffs still, but why they didn't reach their goals was because their quarterback was in and out of the lineup at the same time that some of their receivers were in and out of the lineup. So there wasn't continuity there. And when you're talking about this division in particular, the margin for error is so small, which is why I think it's completely up for grabs. And because they all have a really tough schedule, I don't see this being a division. Like, last year I said it was going to take 14 or 15 wins to win this division. This year I don't think that's the case. I think it's 11 or 12, which is why I think anybody can win it, because I think any of these teams is capable of 11 or 12 wins.
That is Carmen Vitale. We're going to have more with her coming up. She's here for the hour. We love talking ball with her. She is the NFL reporter for Fox Sports. She's been hanging out in Detroit. She's been hanging out here. We got a lot to discuss with her. Marshall, you going to be okay?
Yeah, can't wait to hang out with you in Vegas.
Yeah, next time I see you, it will be at Circa. Get right. Tell your orthopedic doctor you say hi. I might have to see that doc later. Marsh, I hope you get better. We have more with Carmen Vitale. I know we're awaiting Mark Grody, too. Guys, what's the latest? Is Grody available or no? Is he still working?
Mark Grody will join us as soon as Bears practice concludes, so we are awaiting that.
All right, well, we have a fun time here set for you on the Mark Grody pregame show with Carmen Vitale next on The Score.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.